We want to come back now to a tragic story on the other side of the world. The situation in Nepal, more than 2 weeks after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake, has improved. It's not good news exactly, but international aid has been flowing, and the challenges of the terrain in Nepal have been addressed with a combination of money, personnel, and the spirit and ingenuity of the people of rural Nepal. From Kathmandu, Jamie McGoldrick, United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Nepal, says workers are trying to get as much distributed as possible before the monsoons come in a few weeks.
Yeah, I think what we're looking at is that there's a flash appeal launched 2 weeks ago for $450 million, which was for the first 3 months of the emergency response. That's been about 10% funded at the moment. And we are also calling out now to the international community, the international donors, to try and get that better funded between now and the monsoon rains. It's essential we get the funds in, we get the resources in, and we get those resources to the affected areas before the onset of monsoons, which are normally very difficult in this part of the world.
And obviously, this has been a terrible tragedy, and thousands of people have been killed and many more injured. But would you say that Nepal is fortunate that this took place now and that the conditions are actually pretty favorable for the distribution of aid at this moment and for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, if you can say anything, this is fortunate. I think the other thing was the fact that the earthquake took place on a Saturday afternoon and many people were not in their houses. It didn't happen at night and it also happened at the weekend, so the schools were not open. And I think those were very favourable factors. That said, a terrible tragedy has struck this country, and we will have to do an awful lot more as the international community to make sure the people in this country get the well-needed, deserved material to see them through this monsoon and beyond.
Give me a picture, if you could, of how aid gets from Kathmandu to a distribution point in some rural area and gets actually to a remote village. How many forms of transportation are needed? How many contacts? Just give me an example of the difficulties that some of your distributors face.
What would happen is that the material would fly into Kathmandu Airport and then be dispatched through the WFP, World Food Programme's staging area by truck to the affected areas. That's one method of doing it. The other one is to bring trucks directly from India and inside Nepal itself to the affected areas using the road network, which was partially damaged during the earthquake because of the landslides, and they have now been opened up. And so when you get to the affected area, that's a sort of a staging point for that then to be sent by road through various means. And as the monsoon kicks in, we'll have to use much more imagination in how we're going to do this, because we can't rely on air assets for that time, and we can't rely on the roads staying safe because of the rain on top of fragile networks of roads which are damaged and will be damaged further.
And the rebuilding process will have to wait until after the monsoons largely, yes?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think people are just wanting to try and hunker down between now and the monsoons, get through the monsoons, which normally last for about 6 weeks. And then there's a very spring-like spell for 2 or 3 months, and then you find a very cold spell of winter. So maybe after the monsoons, people will have had, we'd have put in place a lot of reconstruction material and supplies. And when the rains stop to supply to those areas, people here are very much self-starters. They're very hardy people, and they'll get on with it themselves. And so we just have to try and give them the assets. Cash will help to stimulate the economy. Cash will be more easy to transport, much more flexible. And so we have to use those new, different ways of supplying support to affected communities.
Speaking to us from Kathmandu, Jamie McGoldrick is the United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Nepal. Thanks so much, Jamie.
Thank you.